Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. In Jerusalem, a pleasant day is unfolding with clear skies and a gentle breeze. Tel Aviv is experiencing similar conditions, making it perfect for a stroll along the beach. In Haifa, expect sunshine all day, while Eilut is basking in warm temperatures. Here are today's headlines. First, Israel is holding off on the next phase of the Trump-Gaza plan as Shin Bet warns Hamas is seeking to trap Israel. That's from the Jerusalem Post just in. Also, earlier this hour, Walla reports that Israel and the U.S. continue to plan an attack amid the approach in Hormuz talks. Also this hour, Ynet reports that the Iran war is draining U.S. weapon stockpiles, raising fears of gaps that Russia and China could exploit. Separately, JNS noted earlier today that Iran and Oman are edging toward a Strait of Hormuz deal amid fresh attacks on vessels. And finally, from earlier reporting by Forward, Trump continues to target Palestinians in the U.S. as calls for protests among U.S. Jews persist. Here's what people are saying online. Middle East 24 posted earlier today that Turkey's foreign minister stated the Mecca defense pact with Saudi Arabia and Pakistan is not aimed at Iran, comparing it instead to NATO's Article 5. Joe Truesman reported earlier that Palestinian Islamic Jihad has issued an obituary for a member killed on the borders of occupied Palestine without detailing when the incident occurred. In other commentary, an account named It's WP CEO retweeted that both the U.S. and China have stopped purchasing Saudi oil, highlighting a shift in global oil dynamics. Now for more on those stories, starting with Israel's delay on the Trump-Gaza plan. The Jerusalem Post reports that Jerusalem has yet to formally approve the U.S.-backed roadmap. Ministers are pushing back against a 14-day preparatory period and demanding guarantees. This hesitation reflects broader regional tensions and the complexities of negotiating peace efforts. The implications could be significant for both Israeli security and diplomatic relations. Turning to the Hormuz talks, Walla reveals that although Tehran claims the agreement's wording is finalized, the U.S. continues planning potential military actions. Vice President Vance confirms progress in talks, yet Washington remains cautious. This reveals ongoing strategic maneuvering in the region, potentially affecting global oil supply and security. Meanwhile, Ynet highlights concerns about U.S. weapons stockpiles. The Pentagon is shifting resources from Europe and Asia to the Middle East, causing apprehension about vulnerabilities that Russia and China might exploit. This underscores the strategic balancing act as global tensions persist. In a related development, JNS reports Iran and Oman are moving toward an agreement on the Strait of Hormuz amid new attacks on vessels. A U.S. official indicates that lifting the blockade of Iranian ports hinges on finalizing this arrangement. This could have significant diplomatic implications, affecting regional maritime security and trade routes. Finally, Forward discusses ongoing protests against Trump's policies toward Palestinians in the U.S. One Palestinian resident has been a target amid these anti-democratic efforts. This highlights the continuing impact of U.S. domestic policies on international relations in diaspora communities. On the economic front, first, Tech reports that Nova has topped $250 million in quarterly revenue for the first time, driven by the AI chip boom. This marks a significant milestone for the semiconductor equipment maker, signaling robust demand and growth potential. Separately, Ynet Business reveals that chess prodigy Naomi Bashkansky has left OpenAI to join a startup focusing on translating thoughts directly into text. This move reflects the evolving landscape of artificial intelligence and its transformative potential in communication. And finally, Israel Hayom Business highlights an Israeli AI company addressing the black hole of credit transactions. Their solution aims to prevent the cancellation of valid credit transactions, offering a critical service in the financial sector. That's your Israel 18 news update for morning. We'll be back with more at 4 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.